it had been. Cactus was right. I hadn't spoken to him. Yet that decision had nothing to do with him, and everything to do with what my mind was dealing with. What we'd recently lived through. What we'd survived when many had fallen. 25 years ago, my father condemned me to death. For using L, a human tracker, to find him. For destroying half of the Eyrie. And for causing the deaths of numerous elementals. Cactus tried to take some of the blame, resulting in both of us getting banished instead. I left my banishment in the desert to help El's daughter Riley, whom I'd hidden from the demons, and who followed in her mother's footsteps as a tracker. Once more, my father punished me, this time placing me in an oubliette. He couldn't see that in breaking the rules, I'd done my best to help save lives. Another 6 years of my life passed in the darkness of the oubliette, my mind fighting to stay sane, until I was freed by Riley. She was fighting to save the world from a demon horde, which meant as soon as I was released, I was thrust into a battle. I rallied the four elemental families to help fight side by side with Riley and the other supernaturals. We stopped the demons, but lost so much in the process. And that was when the elementals began to fight one another, like the fools they were. What had driven them to that? My sister Bella was now Queen of the Rim and tried to be the peacemaker. It hadn't worked. To say I was struggling with the company of others was a small understatement. The words would not come. All I'd been able to do was move and give silence. I'd eaten, slept, walked, and run. And then done it all again. Peeta understood my silence and had embraced it with me.
Lark, talk to me, please. Did I do something wrong? I feel like I'm missing something, like you're angry with me. I can't bear it. Talk to me, Lark.
His hands closed on mine, the closest I'd let him get to me since the battle. The heat of his skin warmed my fingers, stealing my resistance to his charm. His dark red hair was mussed from the speed at which we'd traveled. The wind had whipped it into a maelstrom that mimicked a live flame. His eyes were full of sorrow, but not for anyone else. The worry was for his own desires, his own needs. I made myself pull away.
Lark, let me help you, please. I gave you room when you needed it. Followed you all over this continent without questioning why you ran.
Cactus, when we faced Orion and his demon horde, there were more deaths in the elemental world and the supernatural world than we have ever seen. Their deaths mean that you and I and Peeta have survived. Do you feel nothing for those we lost? Can I not honor them the way I see fit? To acknowledge that without them, my silence would be eternal. His eyes dropped, along with his shoulders. He ran a hand over his head and scrubbed at his hair, messing it further.
I'm a selfish ass.
Yes, that is true. Nice that you can finally acknowledge it. Cactus snapped up his head, his eyes flashing with irritation.
Apparently, that wasn't the response he hoped for.
Apparently. I'd hoped he would gain some insight during his own time away from the world. But after 25 plus years of his own banishment, he hasn't learned a thing. I knew in my heart and soul that Cactus was not the one for me. I felt it in every bone and fiber of my body. My first friend. My first real love. The part of me that was still the little girl who'd loved him so fiercely didn't want to let him go. But the woman I'd become knew better. I'd felt that certainty grow over the months of silence. No matter how much I loved him, no matter how much history we shared, we would soon part ways for the final time. And maybe that was partly why I'd postponed going home, to delay the inevitable. I looked around us and knew that the wandering was coming to an end. We'd nearly reached the rim, our home in the redwoods. The power of the earth coursed through all three sets of our veins. Peeta's ashen coat blended into the thick, tumultuous gray blanket of clouds around us. Ashen.
Lark, what is it? There is a pain in you I have felt only when we are separated. A loss so deep it can only be of someone your heart rightly belongs to. But your family survived